VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we welcome you to Crosstalk here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, many Christians in America suffer from nearsightedness. We're aware of perhaps what's happening in our neighborhoods, our states, perhaps our nation, but we fail to be aware of the conditions of our brothers and sisters in Christ in other nations around the world. Sometimes we think we've got it difficult as Christians in America, but folks, that is so far from the truth. There is harsh persecution taking place in many nations. Our guest today is well aware of persecution as his family experienced it firsthand. He's recently returned from Bulgaria and Ukraine, and he's going to open our eyes to what's happening in these nations. And we'd like to welcome back to Crosstalk today Paul Popoff. He is the CEO of Door of Hope International. Door of Hope is a voice and a helping hand to persecuted Christians worldwide. You see, when our guest was just 5 years old, his father, Harlan Popoff, a prominent Protestant minister, was brutally taken from his family by the KGB in 1948. He was arrested on false charges. He was arrested for, well, he was accused of being a spy for America. It was some 15 years later that Paul saw his father again, his dad again, after being taken away by the authorities. Well, having grown up without a father in a communist nation, he was deprived of many things. His mother was forbidden to work, not even allowed for some years to be able to leave the country. The Popoff family was branded as enemies of the state. It's our privilege to have Paul back with us today on Crosstalk. Paul, welcome and good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Jim. I really have the privilege.
Paul, you have just recently returned from a trip to Bulgaria and Ukraine, and we're going to talk about Bulgaria first because this is the nation in which you were born and also is the nation in which your father was arrested 70 years ago. As a matter of fact, this past March 8th was the 70th anniversary of your father's trial, which took place March 8th of 1949. And you were actually invited to speak at the new Bulgarian University. So tell us about your trip to Bulgaria here first.
Well, I've been visiting Bulgaria since the communists fell. I was a persona non grata before that for many years, so it was a wonderful time for me in the 90s to visit my home country and eat the wonderful yogurt and the wonderful food that we have in the Balkan country of Bulgaria. However, this time was different. It was a time of reflection, a time of so many people focusing on what we had in Bulgaria for many years during the communist time, and the opportunity to address the new Bulgarian university and the historical department and with the students and the professors and so forth was very unique to me. I had to prepare a paper that was, I called it, the communist aggression and the response and the Christian response. The communist aggression and the Christian response. So it's going to be published in a book as a part of the university's lecture series, and I'm very, very excited. Actually, I'm working on this paper as we speak. It was a time of reflection, a time of memory, and a time of kind of celebration of the victory that lies in suffering for Christ. The communists, they put many people to death, as you know. Mm-hmm. 300,000-400,000 people were killed even before the communists controlled the country totally in 1945 to after the Second World War. However, with my dad's trial, it was a unique trial, and that's why they invited many of the media people, New York Times, BBC, and so forth, were invited to attend a 10-day-long trial. And the purpose for the trial was different. It was not to just destroy the church, but destroy it in a refined, modern, contemporary way by not killing them, but having them confess that they had done evil things. And in this way, blacken as a part of the Cold War propaganda to blacken the Christians in such a way that nobody would have anything to do with them. And they were very successful. Hmm. One of the things that we did on Dad's birthday, the 7th of March, was we published a book based on all the boxes of documents that we have access to in the secret police files. And this book, 500 pages long, written by Dr. Benjamin Peev, was revealed at the press conference in Sofia. And there you see how legally the trial was very perfect. That's one of the outstanding features. From legal point of view, the prosecutors, the defense lawyers, all the things looked like it was a very correct and proper trial. But in the document, we saw that all of the things were predetermined in advance. Exactly what father was going to be sentenced to 15 years in prison was decided months before, and where everybody should sit, and everything was orchestrated just like Stalin had done in Russia previously. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely kind of beginning of the Cold War, of the propaganda war between West and East, and the two cultures, that Judeo-Christian worldview that we are used to here in the West, and communist materialistic worldview of atheism, which was something that Satan had for a long time prepared. And if you, as me, putting together a paper now on the reason why does communism and socialism is so anti-God, mm-hmm. I am studied up quite a bit on Karl Marx lately, and there is a lot of argument and a lot of pointers that point out that Karl Marx was a Satanist and an occult worshipping type of person that was influenced very much by friends mm-hmm. from the occult satanistic churches. And this is the reason why socialism, who originally was a Christian thought, the first socialist who came sure. back from England was actually a person who felt bad for the workers and wanted to help them against those who exploited them and so forth. Hmm. But Karl Marx changed that, and that is how communism became such an important force in our society. And you mentioned something in the beginning that I think was very, very good. Living in the United States now, we look at a lot of things that's going on in our society, and there's many things we would like to improve on and so forth. However, we have to realize that the humanistic ideology that is reflected in some of the extreme anti-Christian activity going on in the United States come from other countries in the world, just like militant Islam comes from places like Saudi Arabia and other places. Communism came from Moscow and is in Beijing and so forth. What happens in other country affects us at home.
Yes, indeed. You spoke to students there, and I found it interesting that very few students are aware, now university students, very few are aware of communist concentration camps having existed in Bulgaria. Is this just a part of history they're trying to forget? Why is that not known, their history?
It is a combination of that, but it is also a combination of the fact that Bulgaria, like many of the Eastern European countries, is still facing the socialist communist ideology. It has been there for 100 years, 50, 70 years, depending on the country. That has permeated the country in such a way that a lot of people are still indoctrinated in that religion. And therefore, they cannot see quite like a cultist person. They don't see the truth. They don't see beyond their own internal cult. And this is the part of the reason. We haven't really received such a generational change that some of these isms are still facing the information flow of the, in the country. However, it is also kind of basic laziness. They are not interested in bad and negative things about their own country. It is something they push underneath the carpet and they don't want to know about it. And the media is focusing on material things and other things that are not so in the history, and therefore people, the young people, only 1% of the students who were surveyed came to the realization that even in Bulgaria we had Stalinist worker concentration camp that was horrible, and many, many thousands of people died in those camps.
So what ultimately caused communism to crumble, like the kind of communism that brought such torture to your father?
Well, in short, one word is the truth. And the truth, as the word of God says, that the truth shall have a victory, and that sometimes takes a little longer time than we want, but that is the case. You see, they tried by building the Berlin Wall and the Iron Curtain to isolate and make the perfect communistic society according to the Karl Marx doctrines, and by trying to isolate themselves and basically live on a lie for many years, not allowing the Western and other thoughts to enter into the country. That lie, after many years, did not work. They realized they cannot keep the Bibles out. They could not keep the radio broadcasting that my father was involved with. They could not keep the missionaries who went into the countries and supported the national workers and so forth out. And therefore, the light, the truth, finally revealed to the point that many people's heart changed. It was a very Christian, if you look at East Germany, it was the Lutherans who were walking down the streets in Berlin and in Leipzig and other towns. In Prague, it was very much the Catholic with the Velvet Revolution. In Bulgaria, it was a combination of the Christians together with the environmentalists who were walking down the streets and so forth. It was when the light and the salt comes into some areas in adequate force, and thanks to many people in the free world who supported our work, who prayed for our work, prayed for the change, and prayed for those people who were imprisoned, thousands and thousands of evangelicals who were in Siberia, you can understand that the prayer changes things.
Indeed, it does. And prayer has changed things dramatically in Bulgaria. But folks, we've got some more to share, not only about Bulgaria, but also what is unfolding in Ukraine as well. Paul Popoff is our guest today. He's the CEO of Door of Hope International. His father, Harlan Popoff, a book written about him called Tortured for His Faith. He's been on the program previously telling us that in-depth story, what transpired there. More to come here on Crosstalk on the VCY American Network. Stay with us.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, the age-old question, is it true that man evolved from the apes?
No, it is not, Chris. Humans were created separately. The animals, including the apes, were created after their kind, but humans were created in the image of God. Man is not related to the animals. But according to evolution, we are descended from the animals. It used to be thought that a rodent, a rat-like animal, was the common ancestor of all the mammals, but a recent study showed that the closest living relative of the common ancestor is the aardvark. How about that? We came from an aardvark. Chris, isn't it about time we recognize the evolutionary view as abject foolishness? Isn't it time we go back to Genesis and get it right?
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Paul Popoff is our guest today. He is the CEO of Door of Hope International. Its founder was Harlan Popoff. His story, tortured for his faith. So many of you are well familiar with what has taken place in not only his life, but the persecution that unfolded, the whole Popoff family, and certainly a turnaround that's happened now in this nation. Matter of fact, the city of Sofia, in a very special way, honored your father here, Paul.
That is correct. That is one of the reasons why I was looking forward to visit Bulgaria a few weeks ago and go to the place where the actually street is. Was a remarkable. I can tell you that it took us a little bit because it's in a new area of Sofia, and the pastor that was initiating this without consulting with me, or I didn't know anything about it. His name is Pastor Angel Pilev, a wonderful Foursquare church pastor in Sofia. He had a friend who was a medical doctor and was a part of the city, newly elected city council meeting, and he gave this doctor, the pastor, Pilev, gave the doctor a father's book in Bulgarian language, and he read it and he said, "Oh, this is a remarkable man. I'd like to know more about him, and we should name a street after him." And he's not a Christian, but he felt that the story and the courage that the father had and the experience in so forth really deserved a special attention. So he put together a proclamation that they should name one of the streets Dr. Harlan Popov. The interesting thing is that all the parties, including the socialist, what we call the former communist, all voted for that this street should be named Dr. Harlan Popov, realizing that this is the first time in the history of Bulgaria that an evangelical pastor has been receiving such an honor.
My, that's tremendous.
And I was going to the street, and we were looking for it, and because it's not the street signs were not up yet, we were asking people, "Do you know where this street is?" And we spent over an hour looking for it. And finally, we said we have to give up. We can't find it. The maps were not giving us the correct. But Augie, our director there in Bulgaria, he said, "Let's go back once more. I feel that I know an intersection where it could be." So we decided to go back. And there was a young lady about 40 years of age walking down the street, and we asked her, "Do you know where Dr. Harlan Popov Street is?" She said, "You're standing on it."
Oh, my.
And then Augie pulled up a book of Dad's book and gave to her and told who Dr. Harlan Popov was and so forth and so on. And she was very interested in listening. And I wanted to had an idea to put a plaque on the side of the street of informing people who is this remarkable person. And so I asked her, "Would you know who is building this building? There's new building construction going on there, by any chance, and how we can get in touch with them and so forth?" "Well, you're talking to the owner of the building."
Oh, my! a divine appointment.
I'm so glad that Augie had this spiritual inclination that we should go back again. And so we found the street, we found the person who we needed to find. In 5 minutes, we had a yes, we can put up a plaque when the building is ready.
So
that's one of those small little wonders that miracles that God makes occasionally.
Indeed, a divine appointment.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it is your father's life and testimony that has really impacted this nation.
Yes, he is a hero, and to be his son is an honor. There is when we published the second edition or third edition of Dad's book in Bulgarian language, there was a secular Orthodox kind of not very evangelical person who stood up among the audience and said, "If Dr. Harlan Popov would be an Orthodox Christian, we would have made an icon of his image."
Mm. Mm.
So So that is how many people see him, both evangelical, of course, as well as the many of the other people who are non-communist.
Are you optimistic believers in Bulgaria will have continued freedom of worship?
The late battle just a few months ago, where the socialist, the communist left side wanted to introduce a new religious law based on ideas coming from Russia, Putin himself, where under the auspices of fighting Islamist and militant religious groups, they were curtailing the faith of evangelicals and the regular Christians that shouldn't be able to meet in homes. They could not, they had to be specially registered. They have to give the names of the people who attend the church and so forth. Many, many restrictive legislation. And Viktor Kostov, our friend and missionary in Bulgaria, who has been working with Dorohov for many years there, who is married to a Canadian-American young lady, does a fantastic work because he is a lawyer. He has in many ways encouraged the pastors to take action in not just spiritual things, but be a salt in society as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they realize of this law going through, and they really mobilized a lot of demonstrations and actions and petitions, and praise God, the law was watered down to the degree that it is quite acceptable as it is. Not perfect, but much, much better than what it could have been if we would have been sitting in our prayer chambers and only prayed and no action.
Mm-hmm. 8 weeks of peaceful protests, public prayers, and certainly the Lord blessed and honored that, and it's a joy to know that that was watered down so it was not going to negatively impact the church. I'd like to move on because of the sake of the clock here today. Just north of Bulgaria is Romania, and north of Romania is Ukraine, where you also recently visited, and you have some very important concerns regarding believers in Ukraine. You actually met with pastors there. Tell us what is happening in Ukraine.
Well, Ukraine, as you know, is going through a war. It is a war that is not very much reflected in our news media at the moment because it started 4 or 5 years ago. But the situation for our Christian believers in the eastern part in Ukraine is very, very serious, and we need to pay attention to their plight, not only to pray but also support them financially. In other ways, they are hurting very, very much because of the situation it is. As we speak, and when I was in the country in the end of March, there was a ruling from this revolutionary, independent-minded Russian fighters that are in the Donbas area, that all the Baptist churches had to be closed.
Mm.
And the Pentecostals are receiving similar problem. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church is under a lot of pressure. The interesting thing is that, in a sense, in Crimea and in eastern Ukraine, religious freedom is even less than it is in Russia.
My.
So these guys are trying to be more communist than Putin himself.
Wow.
And this is an alarming trend. And the gun speaks very loudly because all of those people have received a sample, ample amount of weapons from Russia. And they are ruling in a way that reminds me of the 1946, 47, 48 in Bulgaria, and when the communists took power in the various ways in Eastern Europe, Poland, East Germany, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Romania, etc.
And friends, and this is what is building in Eastern Ukraine.
This trend is very serious.
Yes, indeed, and that's what's building in Eastern Ukraine. Matter of fact, you met a pastor and his wife that were stopped while traveling home. Tell us what happened.
Anatoly, a very brave pastor, stopped in the middle of the road and arrested by this self-appointed government people and put into torture chambers, separated from each other, do not know do not understand why, what have they done. They are just simple Christian workers preaching Sundays to their flock, and did not understand what was going on, why they were beaten, why they were tortured. And the outcome of what happened to Anatoly, happened to many others, is that we are dealing with a very anti-Christ movement in that part of the world. And the best ways for us to curtail that is to focus our prayers towards that area of the world. It is sad that the media is not picking up very much about it. For example, the Ukrainian election. We were heard very much about other countries' election, especially Israel with Bibi and so forth running for office. However, we heard absolutely nothing in the Western media about the presidential election and what is going to happen in Ukraine. And that is very sad because it's a very pivotal country. It is a highly technical, educated people who are on the verge with one foot in the Soviet era and one foot in a Western pro-European situation. And the balance is very volatile. Anything can happen. Poroshenko is probably not going to be re-elected as a president. He will be a new star. His name is a very interesting person, by the way. He comes from the media. He has a very, very popular television show. His name is Volodymyr Zelensky. He's an actor as well as a businessman and has a tremendous amount of appeal, and people know of him, and it looks like he will be the new president. The question is, will he be Ronald Reagan that comes from Hollywood and takes over political power and do a wonderful work, or will he be something different? That is up to grabs. We are not kind of... it's a white page at the moment, but prayer is important, and I encourage our brothers and sisters who listen to this broadcast to really pay attention to what is happening in Ukraine at the moment. But all is not doom and gloom. Let me tell you that last year, in July, 22nd of July, there was a commemoration of the 1,000 years of Christianity from Kiev Rus. 1,000 years ago when they decided to become a Christian nation. The evangelical believers, especially the Pentecostals, took this opportunity to have a mass baptizing ceremony and in the main river that flows through Kiev, the capital city of Ukraine. The river is called Dnieper, a beautiful part of the world. Over 1,000 people were baptized, and from all over the area, and the music, the manifestation of what took place there, and if you go to our website, you will find the link to that particular wonderful Christian event that spoke loud.
Okay, we need to take a break here, but we'll come back with that link or that information regarding their website. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. We'll be right back.
Having to prove the existence of God to an atheist is like having to prove the existence of the sun at noon on a clear day. Yet millions are embracing the foolishness of atheism. Now from Ray Comfort comes The Atheist Delusion. This 60-minute DVD pulls back the curtain and reveals what is going on in the mind of those who deny the obvious. It introduces you to a number of atheists who you'll follow as they go where the evidence leads, find a roadblock, and enter into a place of honesty that is rarely seen on film. You'll hear the compelling questions that cause them to doubt their atheism. You can obtain one copy of The Atheist Delusion for a donation of $5, 5 copies for a donation of $18, or 10 copies for a donation of $25 by calling 1-800-729-9829. Simply call VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Paul Popoff is our guest here today. He is the CEO of Door of Hope International. His father, Harlan Popoff, is a name that so many are familiar with, a prominent Protestant minister who was taken from his family by the KGB. His story is documented in the book Tortured for His Faith, and we'll tell you how you can obtain a copy of that book. But Paul, you mentioned you have information on your website regarding the special celebration that was in Ukraine, correct?
Yes. When I was in Ukraine, I met with the leaders of the Baptist and the Pentecostal and Evangelical churches and the Bible Society and so forth, and they informed me of a very special event that they were very proud of. By the way, the name of the brother who was sending me the link is Yuri Kulakevich, and he is the brother from the Pentecostal movement there. The video is 2 hours long, and it is in Ukrainian, but if you are interested in beautiful music with choirs and orchestra and worshiping our Lord and Heavenly Father, and see over 1,000 people being baptized, I will be happy to send you the link. It is not up on our website as we speak, but it will be there very soon. But you can also email me to my email address, paul@dohai.org, and I will send you the link personally and give you a little instructions of the highlights of the two-hour video.
Great. And folks, I'll repeat that in just a moment. But, Paul, I know also you have copies of the book that tells your father's story, Tortured for His Faith, and this is also available to our listeners today?
Absolutely. We have always done that to your listeners. We consider that a special group of friends and people that we provide that book to them totally free of charge, including the shipping and so forth. So we believe that people need to have that book in order to understand what Christians go through in the world today, what methods we use to help them, what way we can pray for them more intelligently, etc., etc. So this is a part of our ministry to the West.
And would they email for that as well, or would they call, or what's
they could either call or email me.
Okay.
paul@dohai.org.
Okay, and again, folks, the email address is paul@dohai.org. That's D-O-H-I, stands for Door of Hope International. Door of Hope International. So it's paul@dohai.org. paul@dohi.org, and you can ask for a link for that special service to hear that Ukrainian music coming through, as well as you can ask for a complimentary copy of the book Tortured for His Faith. The other aspect, you can either email or call them toll-free, 877-440-3644. That's 877-440-3644, and request a complimentary copy of the book. If those of you who have listened to this program for some time, Paul was with us previous and shared the testimony of his father, Dr. Harlan Popoff, brutally taken from his family by the KGB. He was arrested on false charges. And so not only was he persecuted and placed in very difficult conditions and solitary confinement at times and darkness and also as he was tortured for his faith and trying to get him to confess to being a spy and all that was involved, it's all documented in this book, a remarkable story, and you can read it in the book Tortured for His Faith. Again, to obtain that, you can call their ministry at 877-440-3644 or email paul@dohi.org, D-O-H-I, paul@dohi.org. That stands for Door of Hope International. Paul, you know, we've got a lot that is taking place. We've seen what the impact of socialism in a place like Bulgaria. We see what's happening in Ukraine, and you're saying even the more communistic than what we are seeing from the leadership there of Russia. But let me ask you this. We have a huge trend towards socialism going on right now in the United States. What is your warning to this country regarding socialism?
By learning from the history, we need to know what socialism's real face is, not the propaganda face, but what the reality is on the ground. And Venezuela is a typical example of what can happen when you have extreme socialism. This is a warning not only for United States, but for many other countries as well. The young people do not know what has been the result of socialism in many countries. When in the 70s, half of the world's population was are living under this kind of a tyranny, and they are flirting with it because there is positive things that you can say about it. You know, community, less individualism, more help to the poor people, all these things that Karl Marx used to drum up support for his communist ideology. It is a religion, and it is a dangerous religion. It is a cult, and we as Christians must be aware of the details, because when we know how Satan works, we can protect ourselves better.
Mm. Folks, we're going to open our phone number lines as well here at Crosstalk. Our number is 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. Perhaps you read the book, Tortured for His Faith, and have comment on it, or you have a question on persecution. Specifically, we focused in on Bulgaria and Ukraine today. Our number, 800-733-9829. Now, if you're emailing Paul for a copy of the book, Tortured for His Faith, be sure that you put in your full name and address so that it can be mailed to you. That's Paul at Dohi, D-O-H-I, .org, and request a copy of Tortured for His Faith. It'll make a change in your life as you read through the story and the intense persecution that one had to endure. Namely, it's the father of Paul Popoff, our guest here today on Crosstalk. Again, our number here is 800-733-9829. Let's go to Bayside, Wisconsin. We have Roy calling. Roy, you're on the air.
Two things, quickly. I praise you, gentlemen. And secondly, the great, late, great Lutheran pastor Richard Wurmbrand wrote his story in the book Tortured for Christ, and he did careful research into a secret which Mr. Popoff mentioned. The lying communist Marx claimed not to believe in any spiritual things, but some of his writings show that he was a worshiper of a spiritual being named Satan, which explains why Marx was so evil in his personal and political life, and yet negative facts about Marx are not mentioned in some U.S. college textbooks on Marx.
In not only U.S. textbook, but all over the world. Marx is an economic theory, and then I went to university in Stockholm, and I certainly got my dose of Marxist doctrine in that day, but there was nothing mentioned about his spiritual or religious background. I didn't even know that Karl Marx was a Christian up till 18 years of age. He was a fairly devoted believer. His father and mother was Jewish, and they changed their faith to and became baptized in water in the Christian church, and so they had a positive influence on him. But when he went to college and university, like in so many other people, he switched 180 degree and became a very anti-Christian, anti-Christ person. And that, unfortunately, is not taught at our universities in the Western world, neither in the Eastern world.
Thank you, Roy. We have Colleen calling from Venice, Florida. Colleen, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to say that book is positively a life-changing book, and anybody out there who hasn't read it, I would highly encourage you to get the book, because with our globe changing the way it is right now, it may have occurred years ago, but oh my goodness, we are so much on the cusp of more of this sort of persecution.
Yeah,
and I wanted to thank Paul for
Thank you. Thank you so much. It warms my heart every time, and I receive quite a lot of emails and information about what the book has meant to them spiritually. I meet as you know, I've been to 95 countries now, and I meet missionaries all over the place, and they said, your dad's book inspired me to become a missionary. Mm-hmm. Your dad's book helped me when I was a young teenager to fully follow Christ, etc. So it is a tremendous blessing. It is also something that is used, especially in Pensacola, Florida. We receive a lot of requests from schools, how do you call it, home schools, Christian schools. It becomes a part of their curriculum to really realize, because it is so well documented. One of the things that I am very proud of is that the books that Father wrote, we can now see in the secret police documentation that whatever he said is backed up with the secret police documents today. So there is no exaggeration, there is no pulling the legs, so to say, in any way. I am very, very proud of my dad's honesty and courageous lifestyle.
Thank you. Powerful book. They'll never be the same.
Thank you, Queen. Appreciate it.
That is the reason why it has been translated now in over 25 languages and spread all over the world. At the moment, as we are speaking, it is proofread in Urdu language by a gentleman there in Pakistan, and will be published in Urdu very, very soon.
Friends, again, if you'd like to obtain a copy of that book, Tortured for His Faith, they are offering that complimentary. But keep in mind, there is cost involved with it, shipping expense and so forth. And I know your help would be greatly appreciated, but you can call their toll-free number, which is 877-440-3644. That's 877-440-3644. Or send an email to paul@dohi.org. That's paul@dohi.org. Stands for Door of Hope International. paul@dohi.org. Ask for Tortured for His Faith. We have Tom calling next. Tom, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to know what role Trotsky played in this whole series of historical events.
Well, as you know, Trotsky was a very good communist. He was a part of the 12 disciples that promoted communism and helped Lenin to take the power of the Bolsheviks and build Soviet Union in 1917. He had a little issue with Stalin and was probably the one who Lenin would have preferred to replace him, but Stalin didn't like him very much, and with the communist peaceful manners, he hacked him to death. So that is the end of Trotsky. But of course, he was very effective. He was a very smart and intelligent person who believed in the utopia of communism to be built on Earth, not only in Soviet Union, but also around the world.
Got to take a break here. Thanks for the call, Tom. Back in 1 minute. This is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. We've been doing a series on our broadcast network on brainwashing and how Americans have been brainwashed. The CIA declassified a report on brainwashing from 1956, in which they state, quote, "The process of brainwashing is essentially one in which two paths are being followed. One is the demoralizing process, the result of which is to reduce the victim's critical faculties to the point where he no longer discriminates clearly between true and false, logical and illogical. The other is the reorganizing process in which he's required to construct his confession, elaborate it, defend it, and believe it," end quote. Well, my friends, young people today are being, well, in some cases, asked to defend the Holocaust, thereby using problem-solving skills to be demoralized, to make a statement, a thesis, construct it, confess it, and defend it, just like they've done to prisoners of war.
Our number today on Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Paul Popoff is our guest today. He is the CEO of Door of Hope International. They're both a voice and a helping hand to persecuted Christians worldwide. And friends, we just talked briefly earlier about Pastor Anatoly in Ukraine, who he and his wife were driving down the road, unexpectedly stopped while driving home. They were separated. They were in prison. Neither one of them knew the outcome of the other. His wife was terrified. She fell into despair and depression, not knowing where her husband had been taken. They also had a 96-year-old mother who was left alone at home, wondering who's going to be caring for her. Nobody knew that they had been jailed. And when Pastor Anatoly asked his captors, he said, "Why have you arrested us?" And the Russian-speaking soldiers started punching him severely, saying, "I'll tell you why. This is why." Punched him hard with his fist, and he was being interrogated. He was tortured for 3 weeks. And when every time he would ask, "Why am I here?" they'd punch him again. And this is a type of persecution going on because of their living out their faith. And we're bringing this to your attention today. So A, you can be praying, and B, certainly ministries like Door of Hope are those who are ministering to the persecuted church. And their website again, dohi.org, and you can be involved in helping and learning more about the stories of those that they're ministering to. But folks, we cannot be nearsighted as to what's happening only in our nation, but see the plight of believers as well. Let's go on to Gene, who's calling in from Michigan. Gene, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I want to ask Paul, because we've been discussing this, on communism and socialism. What is the difference between the two? The way I looked at it, socialism, you share the wealth. Communism, you take the wealth. Is that true, or what's your take on it, Paul?
Well, it is a very big subject, and you are talking to a person who has experienced both. I lived in a communist country called Bulgaria for my first 10 years of my life, and then I moved to Sweden, which is a social democratic country built on democracy, but socialism in nature. And then I moved to Canada, where we have liberal government, Trudeau type of government. And I have lived in the United States, where I would say Reaganomics is the modus operandi. And I can tell you that the United States government is the best of all of them. And I am very happy to live in United States at this moment, although I don't spend as much time here as I would like to. I have to go to some other places in the world where they need my help a little bit more. But the communism is... all of those countries do not call themselves communist countries. They call themselves socialist countries because they want to build towards the communist paradise. That is the religion, religious part of Marxism, that they believe that by removing private property and so forth, that they could organize a society in such a wonderful and peaceful and beautiful way that everybody will be happy and there will be no strife and no anything. They want to build heaven on earth. That is the communism that they eventually are gearing towards. Unfortunately or fortunately, nobody has been able to show a country where that has been possible. Every time the socialists are trying some form of this, they are putting themselves in the hole deeper and deeper. And that's the reason why capitalism is back in most of those countries in one form or another.
Gene, thank you for the call. Due to time, we're going to move on to Mike next in Milwaukee. Mike, you're on the air.
Just like to say both of you, thanks for encouraging us to mission to have your dad's book and Richard Wurmbrand's book and Brother Andrew's Crossing Communist Borders with lots of Bibles. And thanks to VCY motivating us and people like you. Passed out with my dad early 90s Russian Bibles to one building where they all lived on the east side. Now they had a Russian Bible Society across the street. So no matter what the ideology is in the mind, Jesus can come in, change a heart, and cast down those reasonings and and bring people home for Christ. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I was asked in Ukraine, how can we improve our country and what can we do to make our government to be less hostile towards Christianity as well as less corrupt. But corruption is a very big issue in it was especially in the past, but even today there is a very serious corruption in Ukraine like it is in many of the other former Soviet Union countries. So I said the only real medicine, the only real solution is a revival. That the pastors get the tools they need to preach the gospel fully and to win as many people to Christ as possible. That is the changing of the heart in the human being that is the key to a prosperous and good life in a country. There will be less corruption, less problems. Yes, and sir. The more Christians they are, the more real believers they are in a country, the better that country is. It doesn't mean how many people go to church.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean the percentages of various kind of reviews or surveys. It means repentance, deep repentance, where we truly fear God in a sense that we want to please Him and worship Him.
Our guest today has been Paul Popoff, the CEO of Dora Hope International. And Paul, thank you for your firsthand report just coming back from Bulgaria and Ukraine and sharing the plight of the persecuted church there, as well as ways that believers here can be engaged in ministering to them as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brother Jim. It's been a pleasure as always. God bless you and God bless Cross Talk America.
And folks, and if you would, Paul, just stay on the line for just a moment here. And listener, we'd just like to encourage you. You can be in touch with their ministry. Again, that is Door of Hope. Their mailing address is Box 303, Glendale, California, 91209. That's Box 303, Glendale, California, 91209. And if you'd like to get a copy of the book, you can write for it. You can call them 877-440-3644. You can also send an email to paul@dohi.org. That's D-O-H-I, paul@dohi.org. Their website, dohi.org as well. And friends, I know, as I mentioned, that they're making the book free of charge, but help them out with the postage and the printing expenses, and I know that will be a real blessing as they minister to the persecuted church. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.